This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Bozzy Kanani. A lawsuit against a former Mesa County Sheriff's deputy accused of breaking the law to help ICE detain a college student has been dropped. CPR's Tony Gorman has more.
A Mesa County judge agreed to dismiss the state attorney general's lawsuit against Alexander Zwink after he resigned from the Mesa County Sheriff's Office. The former deputy was accused of breaking state law when he alerted U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement about a 19-year-old driving to see her boyfriend after a traffic stop on I-70 in June. The University of Utah student was released with a warning, but she was later stopped and arrested by ICE agents a few miles down the road. Zwink says he will no longer work in law enforcement on the local and state levels. I'm Tony Gorman, CPR News.
Governor Polis announced more than $250 million in cuts and funding changes on Thursday to help close the hole in Colorado's budget created by Republicans' federal spending bill. KUNC's Lucas Brady Woods reports the single largest cut will be to state Medicaid reimbursements.
That part of the governor's proposal will reverse an increase to how much the state reimburses health care providers who serve Medicaid recipients. Other cuts are spread across the budget, but the majority slash spending for public health initiatives and higher education. Polis says the plan does not touch funding for public schools or public safety.
We want to show that we're continuing our commitment to fully fund our schools. We also have zero cuts to public safety.
The cuts will take effect next month. They'll cover about a third of the budget deficit. The Colorado legislature took steps to fill the other two-thirds during their special session earlier this week.
That was Lucas Brady Woods reporting for the Colorado Capital News Alliance. This is CPR News and KRCC.